I think a lot of people know at this point that law enforcement does not do a great job at dealing with child predators, or PDF files, as they're often called, to get around internet platform censorship. You know, I really became aware of this when I started watching all the different private sector predator catchers that are on YouTube and other platforms. You know, these guys do a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of trying to build a case, like building the evidence against the predators. They have the decoys, they catch them trying to meet up with who they think is a child, and then they basically hand a case on the silver platter over to law enforcement, because ultimately they've got to be the ones to do the arrest and actually charge them if they want to. And that's the thing, if these predators do get charged, a lot of the time they get a very minor sentence, pun not intended. But the government's incompetence with PDF files also seems to apply to literal PDF files about these child predators. The Epstein files, these court documents that you can download from justice.gov, were improperly censored in a lot of cases. And there's also theories that this could have been done by a whistleblower, you know, someone who is working for the government and wants this information to come out, or that it could be a coordinated thing that's being done on purpose to distract us, which might not be as crazy as you think. So if you do a search for the Epstein files, you're probably going to end up here at the Epstein Library on justice.gov. And you can go to the court records here, which will bring up this page. And obviously, there's a lot of court cases dating back to, this one's 2010 and 2008, and I think there's some from even earlier. But one of the court cases that people are more interested in are here in the matter of the estate of Jeffrey Epstein. So this is like stuff that's coming out after he didn't unalive himself. And we can look at some of the PDFs here, like this one. And, you know, we can scroll through and there's parts of it that are redacted, like what we have right here, but it's not really redacted. Like, even if I click on it, you can kind of see just a little bit of the outline. Maybe you can see it better if I zoom in. That text is actually being selected here. Okay, so you can just copy all of this text. Like, why don't we copy the whole section 80 here? And you can see that this part that says "and of" is supposed to be redacted. But if I open it up in a text editor and just paste this in, you can see that "and of," let's see, it looks like Financial Strategy Group, LTD, was the part that they were trying to redact. So the name of a company isn't actually redacted. And the reason why is whoever tried to do this redaction job, they basically just highlighted this stuff, like using the highlighter tool, and then changed the color to black, right? That's essentially all they did here. And that's the reason why we can see it, because the underlying text is not properly censored. Like, it's not really destroyed or removed in any way. So obviously, this is just one PDF file of many, right? I mean, there's a big dump of court records here. I mean, this is just one file from one case. There's dozens of cases, and each one has probably dozens of PDF files associated with it. So if you're trying to unredact everything that's listed here and you want to try and mine that data for important details, you're gonna want some kind of automation, like this Python script that somebody made for this very purpose. So PDF Plumber and PYMU PDF, those libraries are what actually do the heavy lifting here. And you could also, like, if you just open up this PDF, you can search for the text that you want, since again, it's not actually redacted. Financial Strategy Group LTD is what's being censored here poorly. So I could just search for, if I can actually spell Financial Strategy, and you can see it's already highlighting it right there, right? Financial Strategy Group. So that's another way that you could search for things. Of course, you could grep it, Control F in your favorite PDF app of choice, because again, the text here is not actually redacted. It's just highlighted with the color black. Now, what's really weird, and I think this does potentially add some credit to the idea that maybe this poor censorship job was done on purpose. And it's the fact that documents in some places are actually redacted correctly. So like if we go to the FOIA records here, and we look at the Customs and Border Protection, right? So this contains flight logs on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet. I'm not sure if it's the Lolita Express or not, but this is definitely the tail number of one of his planes. And you can see that Epstein's name is obviously not redacted, but everything else is, right? All the other travelers, their dates of birth. We could see that's their gender, so we know that two of them were female and there were three males, including Epstein here. But this is actually like redacted correctly. So you can't highlight anything. There's no text to select here. You can't grep it. And you have this overlay like B6 and B7, all that. This is some type of legal code which cites the reason for the redaction. So I think the B7C is something about preventing an individual from being put in danger, which, you know, makes sense because these are people that are riding either the Lolita Express or some other airplane that belongs to Jeffrey Epstein. But I mean, you know, if you're on a plane with Epstein, then it doesn't look good, right? And people might want to come after you here. So this can be selected because this isn't just a screenshot. But if you try to, you know, do anything with this, paste it into a text editor, you just get the B7E. So you just get the legal code. It's actually redacted correctly. And I think there was a similar thing going on with the Federal Bureau of Prisons, right? So these would be the records mostly concerning when Jeffrey Epstein died in prison. Yeah, so we see these messages are censored and we can't actually get the text out of these. Nothing to get there. I think they also had like the records of when everybody was in and out, and yeah, this one, like this is just completely, there's nothing to see here, right? Gee, really wish we knew what was hidden here. I think this is like check-in and check-outs or, something like that. Maybe for inmates, like when they were, I don't know, going to get meals or something like that. I'm not even exactly sure what this is. Let's see. Federal Bureau of Prisons, Epstein Records, Part 2. Yeah, so this is, again, fully redacted. They had the more competent employees working on these documents. And see, if I'm going the non-conspiracy angle, like the one that requires, I guess, the least amount of faith or the least amount of jumping to conclusions to believe, that would make the most sense, right? That just a different team of people was in charge of censoring the basically the whole FOIA request section, you know, Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Customs and Border Protection, like a different group of people that actually knows what they were doing was in charge of censoring this. And then another group was dealing with the court records. Because even if we look at old stuff, right, like old court records, this one's from 2016. Okay, so this is Ghislaine Maxwell and, you know, someone from the state, I guess. This is, I believe this was dealing with, basically it's lawyers that were arguing over whether or not Ghislaine had to answer questions about massages that, or I guess the people that were the victims of Epstein, they were first hired as like massage girls or masseuses, something like that. And then it just progressed further and further into more lewd stuff. But this whole document, for the most part, is redacted, right? Like somebody obviously didn't want this to be read, or someone was told to, you know, basically redact this whole thing. But we could just copy the whole thing over into a text editor. And read the whole thing. And you get all the gory details about, well, again, it's mostly just a back and forth arguing over whether or not the massage stuff was relevant to the case because of course it was, but they're trying to argue it's not. And again, like if this stuff is being redacted for the purposes of trying to like protect the innocent or just protect people in general, you would think that the lawyer that's arguing on behalf of Ghislaine, you would think his name would be censored, right? And it is in the, well, it isn't really, but you know, they tried to censor that stuff in the original PDF, but you can just copy paste it or, you know, unhighlight it in some other means to read it plainly. So the stuff in these court documents for the most part can be obtained in plain text, but flight logs, prison records, those are properly redacted, which is what we really want to know, right? Like, I personally want to know who is still in on this predator extortion cabal. And I think seeing the flight records, like seeing who was actually on these flights and who is still out there, right? Who's still alive and not in jail, that would tell us. And with the prison records, right? What we really want to know there, what I want to know is who was the Jack Ruby that whacked Epstein? Was it really that ex-cop or that ex-corrupt cop that he shared a cell with or someone else? And more importantly, because, I mean, you know, I guess that guy is going to be the prime suspect. I don't think he really shared a cell with anyone else. But what's really more important is who ordered the hit. Who got this guy? What deal was made to get this guy to do the hit? Or was it something that he just, you know, did on his own, crime of passion type thing? And so it was convenient for the PDF files that are part of these cabals that rule the world more or less. You know, so much care was put into making sure that we don't figure out that stuff. That the lack of redactions does seem like it could be intentional, but we'll see. You know, the unfortunate thing is that if any interesting information was leaked out due to incompetence, then there's probably going to be more effort put into making sure that that doesn't happen in future releases, because the Epstein files are like Prince albums. They're going to keep coming out, right? They, a few more of them come out every week or every month, so they're going to keep coming out for a while. But tell me what you guys think. Is this a big old nothing burger, or will weaponized autism discover the hidden truth of the PDF files that rule the world, all because some low-level government employee did not know how to use Adobe Acrobat correctly? They thought a black highlighter works for redacting.